our meeting. It's 7:16. I'm going to call it to order. And let me just go and check the agenda. And basically, call to order the meeting at 7:17. And we have as members present Ross Lally, Chair, Amanda Gordon from Board of Selectmen. We have Ashley Phelan, and we have Rhea from Board of Education. And let me see who else is out there in TV land. And I know that Bob Monroe said he would not be here, and I have not heard from anybody else. So we do have a quorum. So we can get started while Rhea is seeing if Mr. Mora will be joining. So anyway, let me start with public participation. And I am looking here. We have no members of the public here other than our members of the commission. And I should also just clarify, too, that we have Kristen Hecht here for Superintendent of Schools and James Rupert, who is our town administrator. And no public participation then. So we're going to just move on into the gist of our meeting. And again, this is a special meeting tonight, so we have to stick to the agenda. So we're going to start with ongoing business. And we'll begin with our FY 2024 budget. And we're going to need to make do with what last communications we had with Jill via email, because it does not appear that she is here tonight. So Amanda, I know you and I had been tracking communications with Jill. So if you want to fill in with the last that you have, because this at this point is probably going to be what we're going to have to work with and submit to
So I think
for budgets, we have to go over like first with the budget 2024 budget, make sure we've did our estimates on.
Oh, why isn't it sharing?
Is it not sharing?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
I just
I didn't have it on the screen because I have to go back and see what the agenda is. So we have to go over and confirm our 2024 revenues and expenses. And then we will use those as a, you know, basis for estimating what we will do for 2025.
Yeah. So I had gotten an email later in the day on Thursday before our last meeting that I hadn't seen or had a chance to look at. So that had some updated revenue. So this is this is column G. Let me free the top row. That folks can see as I scroll down. So,
and I'm also, just to make it easier for people to see what Amanda is showing, I'm going to change how, basically change how the participants are displayed. So I'm going to try to minimize them and get them off. Let's do gallery, and then I can hide it.
Oh, you see the little bar? You probably...
Let's keep going.
Okay, little bar.
But if the view disappears, it's because I am trying to not have them get in the way.
Well, hopefully it's big enough. I do have it at size 14. So so the column G is what we picked for FY25. So the numbers that Jill had, so Jill sent me revenue today and revenue last Thursday. So I've made updates as late as today prior to the meeting. But the revenue that she sent Thursday prior to the meeting that I didn't have resulted in an increase of revenue of $275,000 over what we had thought we had on Thursday night. And in large part, that's the municipal transportation grant. We had budgeted it to be the same as this year, and it's actually $729,000. So that was an increase of $260,000. So that's where the bulk of the additional revenue came from. And then there were small changes elsewhere. The pilot's grant ended up coming in higher. The miscellaneous state grant we budgeted based on actual, but she set it to what we thought we were getting, what we had adopted for this year. And then We had not budgeted for the municipal stabilization grant at all because we thought that sounded COVID related.
Yeah.
But she put it in her budget, so I am assuming that's a real thing.
Yeah, okay.
The adult education budget went down a little bit, but other than that, the items highlighted in pink are what are different from when we last looked at it to today. And then obviously I totaled everything and pulled it over into our charts. So then the numbers that we have to decide on, I think, which she really decided for us, or she provided us with numbers, was the supplemental motor vehicle levy, which she put in her budget at $20,000 less than this year, which I guess probably makes sense because the grand list went down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we budgeted $65,000 for interest and fees on property tax. She left it that way. And she had put $75,000 for prior year taxes. So
because we're getting better at collecting. And so as you get better at collecting, there's less to pick up.
Yep. So she also confirmed when it comes to the mill rate calculation, she did send me how this mill rate is calculated. So I did somehow confirm. It's a little different than how I did it, but it's the same thing, ultimately. She did confirm that we did budget last year at 5% for motor vehicle. So I had 98%. I bumped that down to 95%, and we had decided on 98% collection for our regular property taxes. So I think those are kind of, so that's what the numbers are put in the budget as, is 98% and 95%. We have to ultimately decide if these are the revenues we want to use. But that's how they stand now.
And did she provide these estimates for the grand list?
No, so I got those off the grand list that we last saw.
Okay,
which was prior to the Board of Assessment Appeals.
Okay, which is, we still don't have the final one,
right.
Just to clarify, so that we're going to need to go to the public hearing with this information then, it seems like, and with the caveat that we can clarify it later when we get that additional
information. Well, so I can make the adjustments to these numbers, but we have to vote on the expenses, essentially, I think.
Yeah, we should vote on both the expenses
and the revenue.
And the revenue, and then we're going to have to vote on how it all goes together, and that's what we're submitting.
Okay.
Because I think it's just best to document that we agree on each piece of it, and then, of course, I have to agree on how it all went together,
sure.
And that's what we're going to submit.
Yeah, so right now, it's a mill rate of 32.63. That is resulting in a decrease in taxes for the average homeowner based on average increases in assessed home value. So last meeting we had talked about, we have to do revenue and then expenses as the
yes.
budget says.
We're supposed to do 2024 and then 2025.
Oh.
But we're effectively doing.
Well, yeah, I don't think we wanted to make any more adjustments to 2024. She did send me the updated actual, so this reflects the updated actuals as of 416 instead of the prior meeting was as of 3-something. Mm-hmm. So we could, in theory, revise our 2024 numbers based on the new actuals in column D that she provided us with. But I went through to see if there was anything that I thought was...
But they're revised actuals through not updated forecast for the rest of the year.
Right. They were just actuals as of 4/16. She doesn't send projections.
Yeah. Okay. Versus
we are projecting.
Effectively, we are the one projecting.
Yeah. So could I ask a question, please?
Sure.
Just for my own understanding, on line 6, the property tax current year levy. So, why is that FY25 number highlighted? Why is it so much lower?
So much lower than last year.
Than the current, and the current revised number.
And the current year. So this number is based on what we need to make the budget whole. So this is our total budget, And once you subtract all the other revenue we have coming in, this is what we need. So ultimately, what happened was we ended up with a ton more. Well, that's going to be really
from other sources.
Yeah. So our number of surplus carryover fund last year just ended up being quite massive. Yes. And so actually, I put that on.
Because that was one thing Bob wrote. Bob Monroe was very interested in this, mm-hmm. with the rest of us, is what was the mm-hmm. Surplus mm-hmm. from prior year.
Where's my down notes?
Wow.
So we got lucky. This is like a once.
So it actually, the estimated revenues other than taxes went up by 37.6% mm-hmm. compared to last year. So that's why the amount we need to levy via property taxes went down.
Yeah, and that's
got it. Thank you for that explanation.
Oh, you're welcome. I think that's the part of the message that we still need to think about later, is that the amount that we ask people from their personal and real properties is driven by, one, is the budget, and also, two, what is our revenue from other sources?
Yeah. Yep.
Other than, taxes.
So ultimately, I was playing around with numbers to see, because last meeting, well, I guess we're not there yet. We're not at that conversation.
No.
So revenues, we have to decide, are we good with the revenues as they are? Understanding that this line right here, the 6 property tax value, if we decide to increase the expenses in the second half of this conversation, that number is going to go up, right? It will adjust.
So that's the only plug in here, right? And by plug, I mean formula.
Correct.
You want to highlight that a different color? Maybe put a
Yeah, I mean, if we're good with these, mm-hmm. the way they are, I will just highlight them. Okay.
Yeah, you want to go quickly line by line? And we can probably do it pretty quickly.
So motor vehicle levy, mm-hmm. we kind of already discussed, you decreased it by $20,000 because probably because the grand list went down.
Yep.
Prior year taxes, she said, are the same.
Yep.
Interest and fees, she said, as we said, is $10,000 more, but less than what we're projecting for this year. So I was thinking we could potentially revise it up, but she stuck with 65, so we can leave it at 65.
Yeah, that's fine. All
right.
And built skin and everything else.
Everything else is the same as it was when we chose it.
We brought interest down a little bit, which makes sense.
This is the same number we chose on Thursday, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the grants reflect actuals that she was able to provide us with. So the rest is pretty.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. So we're good with revised 24 and 25 revenues?
Can you just, because I don't understand this exactly, but why did the master list revenues go down?
You mean grand list?
Grand list.
Only for autos. So the valuation on autos went down on average 5%.
Okay.
So we're probably bringing in less because the mill rate is capped, we're going to bring in less revenue.
Okay.
This was 39.32%.
I got what it was capped at. And then so that doesn't include the homes.
No.
Okay.
So the property grand list went up on average 29%.
Okay.
Yeah, the state is the entity that caps our motor vehicle taxes, and supposedly they give back a portion of that to us, but it lags by a year.
Yeah, I don't even know where that revenue goes. So that's revenues. Next thing on the agenda is expenses.
Yeah. So do we have any questions before we go further? Is everybody comments? I just want to make sure that there's no questions or comments or concerns about what we see as either the 2024, revenues, projected revenues, or the proposed 2025 revenues.
No, nothing for me.
Jim, if you have Bob Mora's phone number, do you want to try and call his cell phone number? We tried to call his home phone, but I don't know if you have a number, you can reach out to him.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. And I sent him the Zoom links already in case he needs to join by Zoom. So going over to the expenses. So there were a couple things that I hadn't adjusted for. Well, sorry, this is a revenue thing. We have to set aside 50 grand every year for the fund balance, which is...
Which fund balance?
A fund balance.
A fund?
I gotta be quite frankly clear.
This
I don't understand it. But here is the ordinance, our policy.
Okay, so it's like a reserve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or undesignated and on reserve. So I think this goes
so it's
to
unrestricted.
Yep.
Okay.
And I think this helps us with our bond rating, which is why I think we do this. I don't know if Jim can tell me if that's accurate. I'm pretty sure that's what this is. And so we'll set aside a minimum of $50,000 of the surplus. So I had to take out $50,000 from our surplus revenue that I had in there. And then Jill and my number for surplus was off by like $1,000, but it was, I figured that was small enough. So I just used Jill's number.
Yeah, the next part you're getting at is where we have to also...
The contingency.
The contingency funds, any savings from that get added.
So we need at least $25,000 because that's the part that gets carried over into the reserve every year. But we decided, oops, this is not the right, sorry. We decided last meeting to put $100,000 in there. So as Kristen highlighted, our number net amount needs to be raised by taxes is lower than last year. So if we wanted to, we're at a place where we can either hold where we are, which will be a decrease in taxes.
The mill rate? You mean hold where we are with mill rate?
No, with our
expenses. Okay.
With our expenses. We can keep where we are with the expenses, which would ultimately mean reducing taxes for the taxpayers. What we had talked about last meeting was potentially adding like a capital reserve budget line item in there for future projects that we know we have coming up. Now, one might assume that making this year's tax number equal to last year's tax number would be the amount of money that we have to play with, but it's not quite that simple because the motor vehicle taxes went down. So while the difference is $934,000, which you can see there, the amount that gets us closer to like a break even on taxes is closer to like $700,000.
I'll throw it out there. I think it's prudent to put something into a capital fund, but I do think it requires probably some transparency during the budget discussion or during the public meeting, for sure. I want people to be aware of that, but I think it is prudent to try.
And I would like to, my own thoughts are, I would like to see, you know, a decrease in the taxes that individuals paid after last year.
Yeah.
Because they were really, the people I talked to, my constituents, whether they voted for the budget or against it, they both were, the ones who were voting even for it were saying they wouldn't support doing this again.
Agreed.
And again, it's not a large sampling, but I heard that from a number of people, you know, both parties.
Jim just let us know that Bob is supporting celebrating Passover. Didn't realize he was.
Okay.
I mean, I'm of two minds. I guess one of the questions I have is, are we allowed to increase the budgets?
Budget isn't set right now.
You mean from the Board of Ed and the town?
Yeah.
Does the Finance Committee have the
right
to do that?
To increase.
We previously did
After the referendum,
After the referendum, you can't. You know, you only can go down, even if it's by a penny.
Sure.
So this is before the referendum.
Yeah, and Jim, do you know the answer to this?
Jim, do you have thoughts on that? Because my thoughts are that I don't see from
it's,
looking at things
have
what
to look
would,
at the charter.
Would prevent us unless we just need
I think to the I think the answer is no. The only action that the Board of Finance or the Finance Committee can take is to reduce the budget or to reduce the ask, but we have to check the charter.
And that would include CAPA as well?
I believe that's accurate.
Well, because CAPA starts here, but went to Board of Selectmen.
Right, right.
For final approval, so let me,
Since my screen is up there.
It's chapter 8 in the charter.
Yeah.
Which is page 23. So here's preparation of budget and capital improvement duties, blah, 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 blah.
Let's go up there, move forward.
Revise the operating budget provided by the selectmen and the Board of Ed.
It doesn't say revise up or down. It simply says revise.
No, it just says revise.
It just says revise.
And the capital improvement estimate.
Can you get one bigger? Thank you.
That's in revising the operating budget.
Yeah, so it just says revise.
Well, and at the end it says in revising the operating budget estimate and capital budget estimate provided by the Board of Selectmen, the Finance Committee will only have the authority to change the total appropriation requested by the Board of Selectmen for each of these two items.
Yeah, scroll down.
So we have to scroll down.
Okay. That's how it doesn't. Yeah, I don't know which.
The Finance Committee.
Operating budget.
The contingency fund and debt service estimate and the capital improvement.
Those are three.
Yeah. Operating.
So it's two operating budgets?
So
it's the total request.
So I think this is, I think this something I had heard previously is like we can change, we have power to change like line items on the Board of Selectmen budget.
Which we didn't before.
I don't know. Someone was telling me we should be able to change the Board of Selectmen, but not the Board of Ed. I don't know if that's what this means or if it just means like we're not allowed to change the Board of Ed, but we can only change the capital and the Board of Selectmen, I guess, in revising.
So how this reads is it reads the same way that by law has to operate for the Board of Education. So by law, any finance committee does not have line item authority over the Board of Education's budget.
Yeah.
How this reads is that, again, in providing operating budget estimate and the capital budget estimate provided by the Board of Selectmen, the Finance Committee will only have the authority to change the total appropriation requested by the Board of Selectmen for each of these two items.
Right.
So in other words, it took away the line item authority that the Board of Finance previously had.
Oh, no, I don't think we had it.
We
I just
did.
Had
it.
Conversation. So we can change the total operating budget or we can change the total capital budget, but we can't say what it's for. So if we were to decide to put money towards the capital budget, then the Board of Selectmen presumably would have the power to choose what quote-unquote project, it goes towards, even if that's a
I wouldn't want to put it towards the operating budget. I would rather put it towards an investment in the future, which was the consensus that we needed to work on.
I agree.
For the record, Rodney came in at 7:35.
Yes, he did.
Ish.
Ish.
Mm-hmm. So we're currently debating
an addition.
Whether we want to increase the expenses, because right now we're projecting a budget decrease, which is great, and we all, or tax decrease, we all agree, but we're also thinking with an eye on longevity towards the long-term projects that the town has, in particular capital projects like a replacement for the town hall annex. So I was using the impact, which is just averages, right, to figure out what was about break even. And so I was saying we could increase up to about 700 to break even. Ross was saying he was hoping we could give people a decrease, which I'm inclined to agree with.
Yeah.
What about your thoughts on
300?
What?
300. For capital? $300,000.
So let's start with, first of all, you guys, Amanda said she was leaning towards a decrease in taxes. I was. What about you, Rhea?
If we can afford it.
Ashley.
People were really shocked. You know, that was a large increase last year, so.
Yeah.
I think a decrease would be, really, would make people very happy.
And I don't think.
As long as we have money to put toward the big projects that we have.
Because I think it would be an act of good faith to do something to reduce the taxes based on the feedback that we heard.
Oh, sorry, that's your mouse, not mine. I'm playing with your mouse.
I just wanted to see what the chat was.
The other piece that, you know, maybe Rodney can fill in a little bit as a you know, guest tour meeting, because I missed the last Board of Selectmen meeting, is that we did get bids for the Notch Road Municipal Center.
Yeah.
One was like 700 something, but was missing a large piece.
And when you say this is for demolition.
Yes, for the demolition of the Notch Road Municipal Center.
That would also include the removal of that greenhouse at the school,
right,
correct?
Right. So the issue was that one of the quotes was like 700-ish, the other quote was like 2,400-ish.
So the drastically one that, different.
Drastically different, but the low one didn't have asbestos and environmental remediation involved, so that's what shot the price up.
Yeah.
So the challenge is right now our capital budget only contains $1.4 million for the demolition, and we don't really know at this point what that's going to cost us, and the ARPA money has to be spent by the end of December. I missed that meeting, but I'm a little concerned about hitting that deadline.
It has to be contracted by December.
Contracted?
Right.
Not spent?
Not spent. Contracted.
So, Jim, is that an accurate statement? It has to be contracted, not spent, by the end of December 2024.
That is something that we have to confirm, but it's something that we've also recently learned.
And the other thing is that the $2 million bid was...
worst case scenario.
Right.
Right.
Which we wouldn't expect.
So the range is 702.
2.4 million.
Well, no. The 700 didn't include everything.
Right.
So we had bare bones to worst case.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we're still thinking in that.
What do we think the best estimate is? 1.4, you think? 1.5?
Because you definitely need to do the asbestos and lead and whatever remediation is required, because you have people nearby and you have the office nearby.
Absolutely. So your thought is that we should probably try to...
I mean, we have no idea what the final number is going to come in. So I guess right now the plan is to try and piecemeal it together instead of go through one big bid. My challenge is we want to set aside money for future projects, and we may end up having to put it towards this just to make it happen, which is kind of unfortunate.
But it's necessary.
Right.
That's correct.
I don't know.
So I would just say, like, the details of the what and when of the demolition are, you know, interesting, and they would be, you know, an informative, but they're not going to be the be all and end all for deciding how we dispose of the money, would be my thoughts on it.
What do you mean by dispose of money?
Well, disposition of the surplus that we have is how much do we want to go and
put in there, how much do we want to add? Yeah. No, I'm just thinking of it as a factor to consider as we have this conversation. A new factor.
I'll just put it to you this way. If we don't put the money in and it's needed for something critical, whatever that critical thing is not going to happen, whether it's as immediate as getting the building demolished or if it's some future, you know, town hall building, what or anything in between. I just think it would be prudent to put some amount in there while still preserving,
a
tax reduction.
I agree.
Because our charter is to do what is the best, you know, what is in the best, you know, for Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not necessarily all a tax decrease, because that's not a good thing in the long run if you keep doing that, because we don't get the infrastructure things done that we need, and also taxing people and definitely adding to their burden isn't a good thing either.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is something we can find a way to split the difference.
I have a question. What would the difference be of having just a zero in increase but not deduction? And you're talking about is...
Yeah, so I, based on my estimates, we have wiggle room of about $700,000 to break even.
Keep it flat.
So the,
wow.
You would say then, Ashley, you suggested
300, you know, as a starting
yeah.
point that would still have provide for a tax reduction.
Right.
So based on
but it still
the average, that would save about. So this is what, if I
yeah.
plug in 300,000 into the capital budget,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's minuscule savings. We're not talking
mm-hmm.
about a lot of savings here. This is just the on average, right?
Yeah, what was the on the average if we just the full 700 return?
If we keep it out, adding the full 700 or keeping it out?
You want it before and after.
Yeah.
Oh, before? Okay, before we added anything.
So on like an average household,
250 on the low end and 725 on the high end a year.
Okay.
That's a mile, what? Saved?
To
a hypothetical average individual.
Based on an increased property valuation of 29% for your average homeowner.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Sounds a little steep.
Of a reduction? Well, last year they went up what? Like
almost
a couple 11%. Thousand.
Well, no. I don't know.
Mine went up like 2.
It depends on the valuation of your house.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think most average, like 1,000, 1,200, something.
I would have, I have the charts from last year I could look at.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Mine was about 500, but
then okay.
again,
my
house.
Okay.
Then
maybe it
was.
Maybe I just hadn't looked at the numbers.
My house at the time was valued at 167,000. It's now 250. So.
Okay.
So, I.
Well, actually, that's something we could look at. Is if we
Rodney
look at.
Wants,
yeah. What's your investment?
I think I like your idea of putting in that 300 and then putting the rest into the capital.
So the 300 would be what goes in the capital. And then the rest would be savings, tax savings.
So, what we estimated last year, this is what we estimated the increases would be last year. So, 500 on the low end and, close to 2,000 on the high end.
Yeah. I think I'd reverse it a little bit. I mean, even is great.
Mm-hmm.
Negative is
greater.
Awesome. If you're over negative, it's not like we don't need the money for other projects.
Right.
We got hit up with one today. The veterans are looking for another memorial.
Oh.
I mean, it's $12,000.
$1,200?
That was 7 plus 16. It's like $8,600. You know, so we're going to have to tell them no. We're going to do some fundraising. But there's cemeteries that need work. There's money that.
So why don't we just.
You can do a GoFundMe.
Well, that's what we were thinking.
So why don't we just split the difference? And there's also a negotiating point, too.
And I will say, we don't know what's going to happen next year, but, this isn't going to happen again, right? We're not going to see this increase.
The problem is you don't want to start to have these massive swings both ways. Huge tax increases, huge tax increases.
So next year, we're not going to have all this extra revenue.
Yeah.
We're just not.
Mm-hmm.
Likely interest rates are going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility of, a recession. It's just part of the normal cycle.
You have how much? Oh, 1.3 million, no, 1.1 something in surplus that we're not going to have that probably going into next year either. Because
mm-hmm.
you guys are already giving back 350. We have no idea what the town's
mm-hmm.
going to give back. So, if we go down quite a bit this year and then next year we're
goes up
whoop, again, we're going to,
You could always pay off the fire truck and not bond it.
There's any number of things that would, I'm just saying anything that you look at is I look at whatever, you spend this money on, it's got to be some type of investment in the future.
So what am I putting in here?
Do you want to do
350? A token reduction?
What? Excuse me, Ryan?
I'm thinking no reduction, just even to a token reduction to feel good. And keep the money. I think, even if we put it away for things that we need, we're always running, we have all these things that our people are complaining need to be fixed, I'm approaching this in a really elementary way, but that's kind of what I see. I would be very happy not to have my taxes go up. I think that would be great.
Well, see, and that's always the thing, that it's a challenge when you hold a political office, is trying to balance the immediate requirements of people who are happy to have things for free when they're not, versus the, you know, actually investing in and taking care of a town for the future. So it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do not want to increase taxes. And I also, you know, I agree with Amanda, though, you don't want to whiplash,
mm-hmm.
you know, the taxes either.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so I'm just laying it out. So just for discussion for, you know, the public, as well as just for ourselves, because this is what I'm hearing, is that there's a couple of ways that this can play out. Is one, use most of the money to invest in the future. The other is use it. The other extreme is give it all back, and, you know, tax reductions. And then in between, you know, then there's an in-between amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the consideration of, you don't want people to get caught in a whiplash where you get a big reduction this year, then next year they'll forget the reduction. They'll forget a reduction that you gave them this year. They'll just look at it like a 10% increase next year.
You also want some level of predictability too for your taxes. You know?
That'd be nice.
But also, if we had that backup and we could use it for capital improvements or whatever we need.
Goal,
if we didn't use them, if we got more grants, then we could, you know, put some of that money into the budget for the next tax year when
I think once we assign it to capital, it's in capital. It keeps transferring over mm-hmm. and over, like in perpetuity until it gets spent, but I don't think we can take it out and put it in the general fund.
So we still have $1 million bridge we haven't funded yet on Lyman Street.
Is it is that a private bridge or the public?
One. And we're still going to capitalize that water line at 44. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean,
helping you with infrastructure money.
We're not throwing it away, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's plenty.
No, because there's a lot of things, too, that will help to build, like Rodney was mentioning, that water line to help, you know, basically gives an incentive for businesses to do some development mm-hmm. along that corridor, which is zoned for business already.
Mm-hmm.
And because the town definitely needs more businesses in order to sustain the spending that, you know, that the taxpayers, you know, also want to do for schools. There's a lot of competing things.
Yeah. When we first went through Kappa 2, we did kind of strip out quite a bit.
Yes.
So maybe we overstripped out because that was our starting place versus being later in the budget cycle.
I think we did apply for CDS money for some of those stuff, things that we stripped out.
Okay.
So this is the opportunity that we might get that money from the beds. The roof on Herrick Park, the roof at the library, and there were a couple other things, but
yeah.
I don't know. So this is with $350,000. Increasing expenses by $350,000, this is what the savings would be to people.
The annual would be 170 up to 250.
119 to.
So it's pretty much flat for the most part. Yeah.
Well, I mean, 119 up to 300.
Yeah, it's 30 bucks a month. That's.
So before it was.
Or no, it isn't.
Before. Yeah.
20 bucks a month.
It was that. So 242, and now it is the lowest one from 242 to, so basically, half.
Yeah.
119.
I don't think it makes sense to do anything less than 350,000 just with the size of the future expenses we're anticipating.
I think you're going to see that a lot of people, their appraisals, they may not see anything. because there's
no
reason.
Correct. This
is
on average, right? So I took
right.
the average, which was 29.
Yes,
yeah.
right. And this is for an average person who doesn't really exist.
right.
Yeah. I mean, I just took the whole grand list divided by the number of properties
mm-hmm.
over last year.
Mm-hmm.
I took the average from last year, the average from this year.
That's
but
all you can really
but
do.
Directionally, it should be a decrease. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, directionally, it's saying that if. You know, yeah.
All right, do we have to vote on it?
We have to vote tonight.
Let's do.
Yes, we do.
So how much do you want to do? Does everyone agree?
I'm not voting. You're not voting, so do you want to make a motion then that we go and propose an increase to Kappa? Is that the correct terminology?
Do we like the 350? Do you want to see other numbers or?
Four. Please?
And then what does that do down below? Let's leave it at, you're on four?
I think four. Feels good.
Because this is holding it relatively stable. Recognizing, you know, that we're not taking advantage of people, but also looking for, looking toward the future. Because, I mean, the flip side of it is if we put some money in there and invest it now, there's a smaller ask in the future, which also reduce, it reduces future tax impact. It doesn't help your pocket right now, but next year and the year after and the year after, having this money set aside, knowing we can do it, it will help.
Yeah.
But I am worried about the, these other projects that are coming up, that, that might be real. It is a real risk that I think we have to plan for.
So I'll make a motion that we increase the Board of Selectmen capital budget by $400,000.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
And the motion was made by Amanda Gordon, second by Ashley Phelan. Is there any further discussion? Then all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that was unanimous by all members of the board, and the board present.
So now we.
Finance Committee, I should say, not board.
So that changed our revenue, or the tax needed a little bit closer to last year, right? Our mill rate went from 32.63 up to 33.41, which is a decrease of 23.76% from the mill rate last year, or 10.41 mills, which obviously, like, if we hadn't had the valuation, like, people would be, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, and again, this doesn't reflect the it's actually gonna go up a little in the end, because it doesn't reflect, so I believe the grand list is gonna, the grand list is gonna go down.
When they finish.
Based on the adjustments, right? No one asks for a higher assessment. So it's gonna go down a little bit. I have no idea what it's gonna look like, which will mean that the mill rate has to go up a little bit to account for that.
Okay.
So that may obviously negate that.
And some other information is going to change too between now and when we go to budget. Because we're gonna need the input from the public, and then we're also going to get additional information from Board of Selectmen and Board of Education that will influence, you know, what we go to, you know, the referendum with.
I did decrease the overall Board of Ed budget by that $30,000, et cetera.
Is that all right with you, Kristen? Because I know that was the amount that you were mentioning.
You're gonna reduce it by the $30,000?
I did, yes.
So you guys will need to vote on that.
Oh, because we have to reduce your.
Well, we can't really do that.
Okay.
Because we can't reduce your budget, Kristen, because we just went through that.
No, we can't, we can't.
You know, you can reduce the overall number. You cannot reduce where it comes from.
Can't pick and choose.
But I have shared with you that.
Where you suggest, yeah.
Yeah.
There's something that the Board of Ed will be able to consider.
Okay.
That will not have a larger impact on teaching and learning.
Okay.
So would you be, then you're comfortable with a motion to that effect by one of us, Kristen, for a $30,000 reduction?
$30,563.
$30,563, then.
So I'll make a motion that we reduce the Board of Ed budget by $30,563 as a result of their savings,
My suggestion to you is your motion is simply a number. Sorry.
So I'll make a motion that we reduce the Board of Ed budget by $30,563.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
So the motion was made by Amanda and seconded by Ashley. Is there any further discussion? Seeing no hands raised, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, then the motion carries.
And then do we need to vote on the contingency fund separately?
Did we do that last time or not?
We did not vote last time.
So then if we did not, why don't we just vote on that to increase that? Just, I'd rather vote on these things even if we don't need to, just because then it's showing a great, you know, that this is a conscious decision that we made. So I'll entertain a motion to increase the contingency fund to $100,000 for the coming fiscal year.
So moved.
So Amanda made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Rhea seconded it. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So it passes unanimously by all those members of the Finance Committee present. So, then I guess we should vote on the approved, the proposed expenses and the proposed revenue, and then we can vote on the proposed budget that we will submit to the town clerk.
I think we just need to vote on...
You want to just vote on the budget?
I don't know. I can't remember what we did last year.
We have to definitely vote on the budget that we're proposing.
Should I open the minutes from last year? Because without Jill being here, I don't remember.
We can do that. I know at the very least we do have to vote and come
right on the expenses at least.
Well, on the whole budget that we're submitting to the town clerk for the public hearing.
So when did we vote budget? When was the...
Take a look
at
the
resolution. Here was the public hearing, so probably was the right budget.
Well, either that or look at resolution. Keep going.
Must have been the one before then.
Yeah, because I saw the one up there that said resolution. So perhaps that was it. Scroll down, see where it says rescue. Where was it?
You had to vote about the same time, right? Wouldn't it be April?
So I just opened this one, right?
What was up above where it says resolution?
April 25th, where it says...
Yeah, it might be...
That would have been the hearing, though.
Proposed budget.
This was the hearing itself, so...
In advance. You don't think it's the 20th?
No, let's try this one. That's just transfer of funding.
Oh, yeah, that was for... And I hate how you go all the way back to the beginning.
Oh, no.
It's such a pain in the neck. Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how often I do this. So let's look at this one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be in here.
So we went with a contingency.
Doesn't say that we voted on.
What's the last one? What else? Oh, the calendar. Okay. Let's look around.
I mean, these are the only two meetings prior to the... Do we not... We voted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to.
Maybe it was the same meeting we had the resolution. But that seems really early.
Oh, consider... Oh, that's... Budgets, blah, blah, blah. Keep going.
This is it.
Somewhere in there, we had to have voted on this.
I think we just approve the boss budget, which we did, right? We just voted to add 400.
Mm-hmm.
We voted to approve the contingency, and we had voted to reduce the Board of Ed budget. So effectively, the combination of those, I guess.
This is why I kind of was remembering that we voted on...
Is it because we already voted on the proposed Board of Selectmen and Board of Ed? expenses, and so all of that in combination covers?
So, wait, go on, scroll back down, if you would, Amanda. Just slowly. Expenditures and revenue.
Transfer.
Chris, Gorley moved to transfer the numbers. Monroe with his frustration. Scroll down a little further.
So that's the voting. So we did vote on revenue. That's what it was.
Yeah. And then we go down because, you know, Kristen moved to the amendments to the budget numbers. And we have unanimously passed.
Mm-hmm.
So we accepted the 2024, budget numbers.
So we have to.
Then we should approve. That's what I was saying before. We approve the 2024, then we approve the reduction of the budget, Board of Education budget by 92,900. And then we go down and so we basically approve the pieces and then the whole thing. Because the last one was
to
accept.
The only thing we haven't done is approve the Board of Ed operating budget. I mean, not Board of Ed, sorry, Board of Town operating, because we only talked about the capital. So we have to do revenue, we have to approve revenue, vote on revenue.
Yes,
we
have to do that.
So let's go there.
So let's do, you have to just basically everything, revenue and the expenses.
Yeah.
And then the budget as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is not the right one. This is the right one. All right, so I will make a motion that we approve revenues as listed in column G on the spreadsheet totaling 23,649 $23 million.
I'll second.
So Amanda made the motion to approve the proposed expenditures, the revenues.
For FY25,
and Rhea seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously by all those present. Then let's go take a look at the expenses and approve them, the proposed expenses for 2025.
The number, yeah.
Yes. So the proposed expenditures for 2025 are $26,223,099.
So
is this correct? Because you just said the expenses are $3 million more than revenue. Is that correct?
So yes, because of this and the 250.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not counting that.
That doesn't get included in the revenue because it's you're borrowing it from your bank essentially.
Well, how do we account for it then? Because you have an underlying item that says revenues. And we typically account for monies from last year that moved to this year's revenue. So I'm just curious.
We didn't last year. You don't have to. I don't know. We never voted. I honestly don't know.
I don't know this answer.
Because you're calling it revenues.
Right, but in her revenue sheets,
it doesn't.
Well, she doesn't include
this last
it.
Meeting, didn't we?
So these are her revenue sheets, right? So you see, so here you have revenues, right? And her total revenues come out
and
to.
And you say her, you mean
Jill. Sorry, Jill.
Yeah.
To 23,249 because it doesn't include the top of. It doesn't include the cash surplus. That's above and beyond the 23.4. So
what's the formula of the 23? Just
it's the 23,249 is the sum of. So this is your total means of financing. So it doesn't. They don't call it revenue. They call it total means of. She calls it total means of financing, which includes revenue, which is
revenue. Yeah.
Property taxes, fees, other town revenue,
yeah.
So then
federal
we should
grants.
Also say then here's the
cash
revenue, and then there's some additional means of revenue that we should also
And then apparently
agree to, and then the total amount adds up to a budget with expenditures balanced by, you know, revenues yielding a reduced mill rate and a couple of hundred dollars back to everybody, if I'm just summarizing it correctly.
Yeah, so there's also this $250,000 adjustment for temporary loans, which goes into the budget every year according to state statute or something. So I get, so I'll make a motion that we approve $2,323,869 in cash surplus available for appropriation for FY25.
I'll second that.
So then Amanda made the motion and Ashley seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approved.
And then I'll also make a motion that we approve 250 in as an adjustment for temporary loans as money available for total financing for FY2025.
I'll second.
So motion made by Amanda, seconded by Rhea. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those signify approval by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, passes by unanimously by all those present.
I'll make a motion that we approve a total proposed expenditure budget for the FY25 year of $26,223,099, inclusive of $16,646,157 for the Board of Ed, $7,102,758 for the town proper budget, $1,002,250 for capital.
Is that including the 300?
$1,372,934 for debt service and a $100,000 contingency fund.
I will second that.
So Amanda made the motion and Ashley seconded. So I have a question under discussion. You have a capital budget amount of $1 million.
That includes the $400,000.
That includes the $400,000.
Yep.
Okay, that answers my question.
Good question.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So it passes again unanimously.
Now we need to look at the agenda.
So now we need to look at the agenda because we just went through everything on there too. So you should approve that we're sending this to the town clerk. This is a whole package, correct?
Do we have to?
By, well, if we look at the agenda, the date is on there.
Yeah, the date is the 26th that we have to get it sent in, and
oh, it doesn't say that on here. Okay, so yeah, by the 26th, then we have to
Get it in by this Friday.
Which I think Jill does, right? Or do you have to?
Jill typically prepares it, not I.
Yeah. So she's going to have to make the adjustments we made tonight to her budget.
Review as well.
Yeah, she needs to do the review, and she's the one who typically prepares the package.
I mean,
it's
got to
be in a certain format. It's got to be in a certain format. It has to include certain details because it's an official document from the town.
It's mostly these documents that she sent.
Correct.
But there's other stuff, yeah. So we did the approval. So discussion of communication and outreach. That's me too.
Congratulations on getting through that.
So, communication and outreach. The only thing, the only change I made to the, and I'll go through and I have to update the numbers, obviously. But the only change I made to the presentation was this down here.
And you'll have to make some adjustments based on our putting that 400,000 into the capital.
Yeah. I have to change all the numbers. So you guys had said that we wanted to
That's bold, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Yep, no, I think that makes sense.
And then I revised the one pager a bit, right? So before I had the pie chart here, but folks really thought I should, we should, you know, highlight this, which is basically the same statement.
Yeah.
And then I added estimated revenue other than taxes to show mm-hmm. why increase, we're able yeah. to make this happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the mill rate, obviously I have to change these numbers because these are not right.
I like the parentheses better than the dash.
And then I made the changes that Kristen requested. I believe I remembered most of them on this page, which was...
She wanted the bullets, yeah.
Doing the bullets, getting rid of the dashes, so I did the parentheses instead, making sure that the bolding was consistent. And so then we've got the whole budget, which obviously is going to change. I'll take a snapshot of the current one. And then the same table we've been looking at all night, but obviously with the updated.
And I think we have a little more wiggle room to play with this presentation offline if need be, because it's not an official document. The official document is the actual budget.
Yeah. Well, so my hope, I guess, so the public hearing is next Tuesday. So I guess my hope was to somehow find time to edit this one pager ASAP, so it could get distributed in the Bolton Bulletin and get printed and put at the Senior Center and the Town Hall and Library ASAP.
Yeah.
So that people have a chance to look at it, because they'll get the same thing in our presentation, right? It's basically the same material, just a different way. We can mince the presentation all the way up until the night of the public hearing.
Yeah, which I'm saying, we don't want to if we don't have to.
Right. This got cut off a little bit. I'll make sure it doesn't get cut off. But, yeah. So this is what I've got. And the presentation, which we've already seen 5 billion times. So, I don't know. Kristen, did you have any? Kristen or Jim or...
So I guess my only question would be that if this is all done by Friday, can both Jim and I send it out to share with everyone that the public hearing is on Tuesday at, is it 7 p.m. or 7:15 p.m. at Town Hall? Like, am I allowed to send that out if you guys send it to me? That's my question.
Public
hearing is at 7:15. I would see, I don't see any reason at this point.
I think it might be why, maybe Jim could just double check with the town clerk.
That was going to be my suggestion, is we check with the town clerk.
Yeah. So I don't mean to give Jim more work, but I am going out for surgery. So as in tomorrow's my last day. So if there's any way we could at least get that answer from the town clerk tomorrow, and if I could have the information by Friday, and if I'm allowed to, I can get it out so long as I'm home from the hospital.
I mean, or Kristen, if you want to send me the email of someone else I should email it to, who could do the same thing, you know.
Well, there's somebody here from the Board of Education.
We can,
the other
we don't have
the
listener,
table.
But
we can get somebody.
We can do that. So... any other changes, aside from changing all the charts and numbers to line up with what we voted on tonight, anything else with regards to?
No, I don't see anything else. The presentation is wonderful, Amanda, and I want to just thank you for the work that you did with the presentation and also with the
there's
other
a,
budget
she
work.
Said she found an edit I need to make.
Yep. So, on the second page, Town of Bolton Finance Committee recommended 24-25 budget at the very top of page two. It shouldn't say as of May, whatever. It's got to be as of this date, right?
Yeah, I don't know why I put May 21st. I think I meant April 30th, but
whatever. Isn't that Mother's Day?
I don't know why I did May. Because the referendum was yes.
Yeah, that's
right.
The referendum.
Right, but this is what you voted on tonight to bring to public hearing. So this is the information you need to bring forward.
Okay, so I will. I will change that down there. Okay.
Yeah, because that could just be as of tonight.
Right, because we could change it. Well, we will change it.
We will change things between now and the referendum.
Did you say, yeah, I was gonna say.
Or I could just add an effective date to the bottom as a, you know.
Yeah, just put it up there. It's easier. You ran out of room on the bottom.
I can shift things. There's ways, this could move up a whole half inch.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have got to recopy it all in anyway, so. Alrighty.
Maybe you could just say Finance Committee recommended 24-25 budget approved on.
Yeah.
Tonight's date.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good. And then FY 2025 budget calendar?
Yes, and I think it's just going over this thing for the budget, the budget calendar coming up, because it's mostly just we have the public here. We have to get this into the town clerk by Friday. And then the public hearing is next week on the 30th,
Tuesday,
which is followed immediately probably by our special meeting to discuss the input that we received from the town's folks who attended and also anything additional that may come in.
Sorry, I can't, I'm trying to read it from what we're talking about.
4:30, oh, special meeting if necessary.
Yeah, this typically we do the special meeting right,
right
after a public hearing.
And we need to adopt the budget by, or the second.
Finance Committee budget adoption, let's be honest, before the second.
Well, we can do it before the 10th. We just don't have any other meetings scheduled between the 2nd and the 10th.
Oh, 5:10, not 5, never mind.
Yeah.
I thought it was 5:02. That doesn't give you a heck of a lot of time.
Well,
so 5:02 is the Thursday, right?
It's a special meeting if we want to need it.
If we can't.
And then we definitely have to approve it by the 16th.
Okay.
And the sooner we can approve it, the better, because you'll have to get all the
No,
ballot.
We have to approve it before the 10th.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the sooner we can approve it, the better, because we have to get the ballots printed and all that other good stuff.
And we're going one referendum with this.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they like the fact that they're getting a tax reduction. Well, we shall see.
Or hope, I mean, I'm not saying it's a reduction. We're saying it's a no increase. For most people, for most average people.
With a passing.
So again, I would just ask everybody to just get out the vote, because it's just very important that we get as many people engaged as possible. I have the feeling more people will come out than did last year, just because things were a little surprising, but last year. So again, I just think it's important, regardless, the more people who come out and vote, the better an understanding we really have of what people think. You know, as opposed to a small number deciding for others.
We had record turnout last year at 1,100.
Well, record for post-COVID. Before COVID, we did get, you know, a little bit higher.
Oh, okay.
But it was a big jump up from what we've been getting over the past 2 or 3 years.
So I will try to finalize the materials and email that to everybody, the whole committee, including Kristen and Kathy and Jim and Jill.
And Rodney.
And Rodney.
Yeah, I think I'm I think I have Andrew's name.
Yeah.
I got people.
All right. So I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Do I have a second? Then we are adjourned at 8:25 p.m. And again,
thanks,
thank you, everybody.
Night, everybody.
And good luck with your surgery, Kristen.
Yeah.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Luck.
Good night.
Good night.